Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, everybody. How are you? This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver and Black Pride. And this is Tuesday, July 12th. Didn't have a show last week. It was Vox Holiday. Gonna be gone early next week, so you won't hear from me until the following Tuesday. But then, you know, everything's on. Training camp starting next week. The rookies report on Monday. Vets report on Wednesday. Means first full practice should be set for the 21st of July. And then it's on. And then 2 weeks after that, the Raiders are playing their first preseason game against Jacksonville. On the site at Silver and Black Pride, we have some fun prop bets from our friends at DraftKings up today. You can check that out. And, you know, we're still going every day. Yeah, it's a little slow right now. It's certainly going to change next week, but we're going every day. And, you know, I've got plenty to talk about today. Again, may not be the longest show in the world. You may be hearing my fan on my computer. Well, you know, it's 110 degrees where I'm at, so things are real. Just have to adjust. Anyways, again, this will go on everywhere where you like your podcasts immediately this afternoon, and then tomorrow morning it'll be on the site. So if you get it on the site and there's some news I didn't talk about, well, that's the reason. And, you know, who knows? News can come out any time. But it's been fairly slow. I got a chance to go out to the American Century Celebrity Golf Tournament last week because it was such a great Raider contingent out there, and it's just a great place to go and get people in a relaxed environment. You know, Derek Carr was there, so was, you know, Raiders legends Woodson and Tim Brown and Jerry Rice and Marcus Allen, and, you know, I got to talk to I did stories with Derek Carr. That was very cool. He's such a nice guy. You know, I hadn't seen Derek in a little while, and he acted like, you know, I saw him 2 days prior, and he gave me time, and I appreciate that. And that was cool. And Derek did pretty good in the golf tournament. He finished 21st. And last year was his first year, and he finished 30. And 20, you know, I think there's 89 people in there and some really good golfers, so... You know, Derek Carr may be one of those guys who, when his career is over as a football player, whether it's, you know, 8 to 10 years, he may be a guy who gets pretty hot on those celebrity circuits, you know, kind of like a guy like Tony Romo, who's won it, I think, 3 times, including this week. So I was impressed by 21st. And, you know, we talked to Derek about, you know, I said, is it surreal to you? Just, you ever wake up saying, oh, I can't believe that Devontae's my teammate? And, you know, he has some funny answers to that, and he said, yeah, but he loves the way they're, you know, clicking football-wise. They're going to click personality-wise. And, you know, David Carr, who also played last week, made some headlines earlier this offseason. He likes to make headlines. I don't say that in a rip. He's an interesting guy. Has a lot to say. You know, he said, hey, they've been talking about this for 5 years. Devontae and Derek. And, you know, Derek kind of in his answer to me goes, look, the timing wasn't just right. You know, we signed our extensions with our teams. We were happy. And now the timing was right. So there you go. Now it's time, you know, Derek has talked a lot about this team. He's talked a lot about, you know, Devontae never having really the backup, you know, receiving help that he has in Darren Waller and Hunter Renfro. He was always the main guy by far. Now he has a lot of help, and I think that's going to help all four of those guys, meaning Devontae, Hunter, Darren, and Derek. I think it's all going to help them. I know Pro Football Focus put out some recent projections, and I'm going to write about it soon, for all four of those guys yardage-wise, and most of them, I think, came in a little bit low. Now, you got to know there's a reality of the NFL season. Now, there's two NFLs. There's the offseason and the regular season, and the offseason's always happy and optimistic, and the season is real. There's going to be injuries. I mean, the odds are that of these four guys, you know, maybe one or two of them ain't going to play all 17 games. That was Darren Waller last year. He missed six games. I mean, that's just the deal around the league. And, you know, maybe something will have to give as far as, you know, the rock, the ball, the production. But, you know, I think it's going to change a lot game to day and week to week. And we talked about this. Josh McDaniels is a matchup guy, and he changes his game plan per the matchup of what defense they're going to see. So we may see each three of those guys, you know, go off one week and maybe not have that big of production the next week. But as long as the winds can keep falling up, I don't think anybody's going to complain. But I think the Raiders' projections weren't super easy for these projection folks to do. But it was a little challenging. So anyways, Raiders made history again last week. Congratulations to Sandra Douglas Morgan, a Las Vegas native and somebody who has just a great business resume. She's now the team president of the Raiders. You know, I like the hire. It's smart. She's the first female African-American team president in the NFL. And, you know, that's a big deal. And this is a team that makes history, you know. Art Shell was the first modern black NFL head coach. Tom Flores was the first Latino NFL head coach. Amy Trask was the first female executive in the NFL. Carl Nassib became the first active, openly gay player in the NFL. So the Raiders are trailblazers, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, Al Davis is such a great figure in the league history, and all these things that's happened after his time make him smile, and it's just cool. Will Douglas Morgan make the Raiders a better team on the field? No. I mean, team president, that's not the role of the team president. It's business side. You know, frankly, her role is going to need to bring stability. She's joining a franchise that has, you know, multiple reports of, you know, workplace issues, including issues with females, reportedly. So that's going to, you know, she's going to have to kind of write in the things. But by hiring her, it certainly shows that Mark Davis is listening and wants the best for everybody in the organization. And I've always thought that of Mark. You know, Mark has his faults. May not be perfect, you know, perfect leader. We all have our faults, but I always thought Mark wanted the best for people. So I liked that move. Did a poll on who's the next Raiders Pro Bowl player, meaning what young player do you think is going to make the Pro Bowl next? And I had 8 people. I don't know if I can remember off the head, but it's on the site right now. You can go check it out. You know, Daniel Carlson and Colton Miller and Morig and Hobbs and Zamir White and Rocky Sin, Divine Diablo. There may be one other name, but check that out. It's always fun to do. I like getting people involved. You know, I was thinking the other day about the Chandler Jones edition. I like that because it just fits this defense. And they got out of the box a little bit. You know, they could have kept Ngakoue. It could have been no problem. He's had a little history with people on the new staff, but they say, you know what, Chandler Jones is the guy we want. We can't keep them both. We think he's a better fit for this defense. Let's go for it, and then we can get something for Yannick, and they got Rocky Sin. So I like that kind of out of the box, and it's that shows that these guys are confident in what they do. They have a plan, and you go out and execute it, and I think that's pretty good. You know, I just like to jump around topic to topic. I want to talk about quarterback in Denver for a minute. You know, I get the feeling that the Seahawks, they may not be good this year, but I think they felt like they needed, they're okay with trading him. And if you look at him in his last 20 games or so, he wasn't as good. And he might be good for the Broncos, but I don't know if he was worth that trade at 33 years old. The decline may have started. So I'm not so sold on that team. And, you know, the Broncos are going to have to play a very catered offense for him because of his height. You're going to have to see a lot of shotguns. You know, going to play the edges. And we'll see. But I don't know. Is he going to have a better year than Derek Carr? I don't know. I mean, you know, Derek Carr is probably the best, 12th best quarterback. Is that good enough to win? And if he's not 12, he's 10. If he's not 12, he's 15. He's in that range. Probably not as low as 15, but he's in that range. And we can argue that all day long. Who cares? But is he good enough to win? I think so. Was Joe Burrow good enough to win last year? That's the thing. Are the Raiders this year, on this date, July 12th, 2022, better right now than the Bengals, July 12th, 2021? Probably, right? Probably. So, yeah, go get it. I think, you know, with the weapons that we were just talking about that he has, I think he's going to be higher on these lists next summer when we do these godforsaken lists because there's nothing else to do in, you know, dog days of the NFL summer. So, going to be interesting. Going to be interesting. And I think that's all we got right now. So, you can read some. I was going to mention Jamarcus Russell. He was on a popular NFL podcast. He was kind of back and forth. It wasn't my fault. It was my fault. Call me the biggest bust, whatever. I'm not going to go and do it. It's over. All right. That's our show. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver Black Pride. Again, on a little vacation right before things start up. So I won't be podcasting next week, but, you know, every week after that, God willing, be happy, be safe, take care. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver Black Pride. Talk to you soon.